the oil onto the toy and reached around behind me. I decided to turn the vibrator on before I even inserted it so that the vibrations would help loosen my muscles up even from the outside. It worked. Just as the tip pressed against my ass, I felt the muscles twitch involuntarily with the high vibrations pressing hard against them. I increased and decreased the pressure until the tip sank inside my ass. I pulled forward away from the dildo more out of shock than anything. But after a few seconds of getting used to it, I began to push back against the hard tip. I needed to keep pulling it out and pushing back in order to keep the oily film around the plastic cock. The vibrations felt fucking fantastic inside of me, and I could feel them through the wall of my ass and into my pussy. My clit was going nuts and I didn't want to come yet. I needed to see what I could take and how long I would be able to last. So after a few minutes of fucking my ass with the vibrator, I moved on to the medium-sized cock. It was actually pretty big, but unfortunately, it wasn't a vibrator. This was the toy that most often made me come when I was by myself. I have a pet name for it, but I'm not going to tell you that just yet. Once oiled, this cock slipped into me almost easily as the last. My ass was hungry for dildos, and I loved the feeling of pushing these plastic cocks into my tight little bottom. I was amazed at how